It is member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, all things considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We are thrilled to be at the Blue Note right now because they are having an extraordinary engagement. And through Sunday, some tickets remain. You'll have to do your best to try to find some if you're interested in seeing Tower of Power on their 50th anniversary tour. That's a name that if you're from the state or have spent any amount of time here, you probably know. They have a big connection, a huge fan base. Rejoined with a cat, sax player, founder of the band. We had him on the show 7 years ago. It has been that long since Emilio Castillo has joined us, and he's back on HPR and All Things Considered. Thank you so much, brother. Great to see you.
Great to be here. I didn't know it was 7 years, though.
It has been 7 years. Yeah, you were doing the Blaisdell Concert Hall, and it was a great show, telling some appropriate stories for where you're from, the Bay Area.
Yeah, I got some stories for sure.
No, well, I was saying to Victoria, your accompaniment, that anytime in the future, you'll be able to do a whole career as a storyteller, because that is truly a gift. And maybe this one will spark some memories, maybe not. Thanks to Steve, the mystery emailer, he writes, it was July 22nd, 1973. The Doobie Brothers, making their Hawaii debut, performed before a sold-out crowd at the Blaisdell. And the opening act was Tower of Power, also making their Hawaii debut.
I have vivid memories of that concert, but it wasn't our first show in Hawaii.
Wow, Steve.
So, Steve, sorry. But I do have vivid memories of that show because it was an interesting thing. You know, the Doobie Brothers are from San Jose, and they used to call us before they were ever famous or anything. They always had the really best equipment. When bands had their own mics and their own PA and stuff, they had the best. And they had mic stands where the cord went down into the mic stand, came out at the bottom so you couldn't see the cord. And, you know, they had the best speakers. And they would, we knew this, right? You know, and they would call us and say, if you let us open, we'll let you use our PA system. And we were like, you know. But they had the greatest crew. And then, you know, they come out with Listen to the Music. Well, overnight, they're 10 times bigger than we are, you know. And so, but we're still playing shows together here and there. But we played this one show. When Listen to the Music was really big, we opened the show for them because they're bigger, you know, and we do our best, you know, to knock them off the set. But they come out, and when they play Listen to the Music, the place goes berserk. It's a huge hit, you know. We were pissed, boy. We were upset, you know. So then next thing we know, we got a gig in Hawaii for Tom Moffat. Back then it was the HIC. It became the NBC. But we're playing there, and we're playing with the Doobie Brothers, and we're opening again. You know, this is humbling. And we said, we're taking it to them tonight. And so we play our best. And not only that, but the horns and the singer go out into the audience, and we're doing Knock Yourself Out. We're going, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, and the singer's going, knock, 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 knock yourself out, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da, knock, knock, knock. You know, and we're walking all through the audience. The crowd goes berserk, right? And then the Doobie Brothers had to follow us, right? And it was like somebody stuck a pin in the balloon, and man, you know, they just, and I remember after the show, Tommy Johnson, the leader of the Doobie Brothers, comes to me backstage and goes, you guys kicked our ass tonight. And I go, no, man, you guys are great, you know.
Here's another classic one. And obviously, you've done maybe some gigs in between them, but this is the last of my classic ones from Steve. Two-day Diamond Head Crater Festival. These were such a big thing in the Honolulu history of music. This one, December 31st, 75, January 1st, 76. BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive, Country Joe and the Fish, Billy Preston with Sly Stone, who you were just talking about, America, T.O.P., Seals and Crofts, Cheech and Chong, Jesse Colin Young, Melissa Manchester, Herbie Hancock. Memories of that?
You know, I can't remember all those acts because it must have been several days. But I was just telling Victoria today, somebody gave me a picture of me on the stage with no shirt on, which I would never do, never, you know. But I'm there, obviously I was feeling no pain, you know. So I'm there with no shirt on in the photo, and Bill Graham is right next to me, you know. It's like priceless photo. That's the only memory I have of it, which gives you an idea of my mindset at the time.
That was in the crater.
In the crater, yeah.
So Bill did that show.
Yeah, Bill did it.
That's cool, yeah, because he would do some out here.
He was on the stage, so yeah, it was his gig. Yeah,
why else would he be up there?
Yeah, and all those bands, that was him. Bill was the man. I mean, I told you about when he... later, you know, later years, we were doing so good, and he gave me that bonus. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Oh, so, you know, he would always have a private Christmas party for his organization, you know. And so he'd usually have it at one of his hip clubs, you know. So at the time, his happening club was the Old Waldorf. And we had already done his party about three or four times. He always had us, you know, because he liked us. People could party good, you know. So he hires us to play. And this is at a time when we're not doing good. You know, it's the late 70s, almost 1980, I think, actually. And, you know, we're not doing well, you know, and we're broke, and but he hires us, he pays us good money to play, and we go there, we do the sound check, and after sound check, I was there, and all the guys had split, and I'm by myself, and Bill walks in, you know, and he goes, oh, you know, and he sits down, and he says, I'm going to say something, and I don't want you to say anything. And I go, okay, and he says, I know you guys have been having a hard time, he says, but, he goes, let's just say I've had a good roll of the dice this year. I'm going to give you this envelope. There's $10,000 in it. It's for you. He goes, you can split it with the guys, give them half, keep it all yourself. I don't care. This is for you. He goes, I'm still paying you. And I go, I mean, he goes, don't say nothing. And he gets up and walks out, man. And the guys come back, you know, before the gig, and they had a pool table in the back room. And I go, everybody in the room, you know, we go in, I shut the door. I throw $10,000 on the pool table. I go, Merry Christmas from Bill Graham. And we all split it, man. That's the kind of guy he was.
And that's the kind of guy you were to help out the folks like that and to share it. And I mean, that's
always been like that. It's always been equal. You know, even today, we're like the old hippies, you know. Everybody gets an equal share. It's not like the leader gets more or the lead singer gets more. No, we've always been, everybody gets the same.
The thing about these guys is they have a very unusual connection to the islands. Over these years, you've made friends here. You've kept in touch with people.
Well, Hawaii is definitely special for us. For one, the Hawaiian people are very soulful, period. So they get the soul music thing. They love rhythm. They like it soulful. They like ballads. Hawaiians love ballads. And we do good soul ballads, you know. Like I said, the people, they just relate to the music. And we came here, and they were already ready for us when we came. It wasn't like we came and had to work our way in. I mean, we got here, and they were like, yeah, you know. So it's always been great, and I made a lot of really great friends here. Kata Maduli, Timmy Oralo, you know, Henry Capono, just a lot of friends. Noah Lyons was a big rigger here in town. And I used to actually fly here. You know, I'd have 2 weeks off, and I'd call my friend Timmy. He'd go, come, bro, come stay at my house, you know. And I'd fly out, and I'd be at his house feeling no pain out there, you know, doing dirty, dastardly deeds, you know. I actually conceived my first child at his house, the same night he conceived his first child. I remember, you know, it's like he comes to me early in the evening, and he goes, okay, bro, let's one more time, and then we go to bed, you know. And I go, what, go to bed? He goes, yeah, bro, tonight, full moon. I go, what, you know, and he says, full moon, bro, we make babies tonight, you know. And boom, man, we go to bed that night, you know, we're both in the room fooling around, and next thing you know, both our wives are pregnant, and the babies are born like a week apart. His boy is named Jordan Rollo. I'm still very close with him today. He's a solid Christian guy. I'm a Christian, you know. And then my wife had our first baby, Ariana, who was the perfect baby. You know, we were not in good shape back then, you know. So we needed an easy baby, and God gave us the perfect baby, you know. But yeah, we had a lot of fun here, too much fun.
Man, what a connection you've got. Unlike any other band, I'm sure people listening get a real kick out of that. And all these years later, you've kept it alive. It's a fascinating thing. And as we said when we introduced him, it's Emilio Castillo and Tower Power 50th Anniversary Tour through Sunday at the Blue Note. A lot of the tickets have already been sold, so people who are interested really need to do their homework to find a way into the venue. But to have you back on All Things Considered, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio as our guest here, and to wrap up our week together, I really, really appreciate it. I hope you had fun doing this. Thank you.
I did. I'll see you in 7 years.
But I hope it's not that long in between our next one.
All right, man. Thanks. Aloha, my friends. It's Emilio Castillo from Tower of Power. You may have heard me as a guest, in fact, right here on this show, All Things Considered, with my friend Dave Lawrence. What is hip?